Hey guys, it's Tuesday, and we are finishing up the book of Ephesians in chapter 6. This is Paul's letter to the Ephesians as he closes. We see maybe the most quoted verse, perhaps by parents. If we look at verses 1 to 3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth." So parents, if you didn't know where to find that, maybe you're listening to this with your kids. If you are listening to this with your kids, there's something, kids, that your parents need to hear as well. It says fathers, but I'm assuming this would maybe mean the same for mothers. It says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." So what does it mean by "don't exasperate your children"? Well, the definition of exasperate is to irritate or frustrate intensely. So that would be like a parent just trying to frustrate their child. As parents, sometimes we have to pick our battles. So there you go, kids. I took one for you. But don't forget that first part. Honor your mother and your father. Then, before closing his letter to the Ephesians, we see how we are to prepare for each day. If we see in verse 10, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." That's a really cool verse if you think about it. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And then he gets into this famous writing that he does, talking about putting on the armor of God. That's what you'll notice today. I would encourage you to go through that slowly. I would encourage you to notice that two different times Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God, not just the breastplate of righteousness, not just the belt of truth, not just the helmet of salvation, but he tells us to put on the full armor of God. Do you know that if we would be more intentional to get up each day and to suit up for God, to prepare for attacks, to prepare to share Christ with others, do you know how much different things could be for us oftentimes? You wouldn't go to a football game and go into the game without putting on the pads, would you? Shoulder pads, helmet, thigh pads, knee pads, your cleats. You wouldn't go into a football game. Why would you not do that? Well, number one, it's against the rules. But aside from that, it's not wise because it's dangerous. We live in a dangerous world, one that we need to suit up in the full armor of God each day. So think about that today, and maybe you need to write a little reminder for yourself each day to put on the full armor of God before you ever walk out of your house in the morning. Have a great day. We'll start the next book of the Bible tomorrow.